Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, season 2, episode 5?
Yes.
4, 5, 5. We are just making our way through. What do you need to know? You need to know we're on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network, and there's tons of other podcasts you can check out. You need to know that you should subscribe to this podcast and rate us and leave a review, and all of those should be 5 stars. What else do you need to know? You need to know to follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. Yeah. Join our Facebook group, same name as the podcast, and to join our Patreon.
Love
now it. You need to know what's on the Patreon.
Yeah, really, what can quick, I get if I join the Patreon?
Yes. I'm going to say, so I was listening to a different podcast. You guys like Degrassi. There's like a really good Degrassi podcast out there. But I was listening to it, and they recently made a Patreon, and they've been doing the podcast for 4 years, so they have like a lot of patrons already. So they got it 3 years on us.
Yeah, that's true. Two years. We've been almost doing this for a year.
They've been doing it for over 4 years.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, no. Because they were doing episodes before the 2016 election.
Oh my gosh.
And so now they like made it this far. But they put it really nicely where like you don't need to feel like you have to donate to our Patreon. Like you don't. If you don't want to, it's really cool. But we are putting out free podcast content, and it is kind of like costing us a little bit of money. And since we're doing this remotely, we do want to make it like better quality for you guys. So that's why if you do want better quality and you do want to help us out and support us, and we want to make more money to maybe like send you guys fun gifts or whatever.
We want to make this a community. That's what it's about. It's not just about us. Yes, we do our time and that's the us part, but this is about everybody. We want to send fun prizes out. We send each other like links to cool things and laugh about
ideas.
Them. So we would rather send you the actual item.
And honestly, we like doing the Patreon too. So if you don't like join, that's fine because this is just fun. But if you do join, you can get like a great benefit off of it. Here's what you could get. So for only $1 a month, you could get our pre-show catch-up, which is where Meredith and I, you know, just kind of let our thoughts go a little bit. And you'll have access to any episodes that we record early, which is a lot because honestly, you're way behind. whenever you're listening to this, we are just
on a podcast app. Yikes, could have had it weeks ago.
Man, we're so much older than we were when recording.
Man, do I look different.
We just aged. But okay, for $2 a month, you will get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, you'll get access to our after show, which is where we do like spoiler types. Because we are going back in seasons, Meredith and I already know what happens, but we don't want to spoil anything for any new listeners. So on our after show, I think I said it was $2 a month. Whatever.
Yes.
It's $2 a month.
It's $2.
we will go through any like thoughts we had, like spoiler thoughts during the episode. I do a fun book report on a random character or a thing I was curious about. And so we like bring education to that.
Bring education. We educate the group.
We do. And we'll say your name on the podcast. So...
Jackie,
did we get it? It sounded good.
No.
On my side.
Sounded good here. We're never gonna get it.
But also, Jackie is not just $2 a month. This girl, Liv Shining Star, is $5 a month. So she gets access to everything we just said, and along with that, she gets to ask questions for our after show. She can ask anything, and honestly, I just checked the notifications today. Jackie has some thoughts for us. Like, we got a lot to get in on.
Yay.
Also, we're going to pick a patron of the episode. And since we still just have Jackie, it's Jackie. What up, Jackie?
Shocker there. It's our girl, Jackie.
Jackie.
She's our favorite. If you're jealous of her, why don't you come join us and ask us a question?
I don't love any listener as much as I love Jackie. So, whatever. But... that's what you can get. That's how much fun our Patreon is. I'm so excited to answer all of Jackie's stuff because she like left us 3 notes to get back to. Ooh. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I like read them and I just got pumped up. But yeah, so Meredith, are you mixing it up?
I'm not. I was having a tangerine LaCroix because I'm on a huge LaCroix kick. I used to hate seltzer water, but I need fun drinks to get me through the day. But I already drank it all.
I do hate seltzer water, and I'm drinking this sparkling ice. That's a great mixer with vodka, but I'm not.
So, drinking. Do you enjoy it without the vodka?
Yeah, no, it's really good. But I used to mix vodka in this in high school because it comes in like a plastic bottle, which is like bad for the environment. I know. I'm so sorry. I do recycle, but you would drink part of it and then put a bunch of vodka in it, and then you could like whatever. And you know how sometimes vodka bubbles.
Yeah.
So does this. So my parents could never catch it. If you're in high school, please don't do this. This was just my trick and it was bad. But and it covers the whole taste.
PSA so like, to all the parents out there. Don't trust your kids.
Don't trust your kids if they brought ice. But it covers all the taste of vodka. So as a high schooler, I was very like fine with it.
Pumped to cover your shitty like, vodka.
Like now I could handle the taste of alcohol. You know, you're like, this has like a nice tequila or a gin. Back in high school, I was not about to taste any alcohol. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to get drunk.
Amen.
So yeah. But it's fine. We know what? Quarantine has really put a dent in our drinking. Well, not you, but me.
Oh, not me. I told myself I need to have a sober Friday, but that's not going to happen this week.
What are you doing Friday?
Well, now I'm getting margaritas again. Every Friday, my friends drink margaritas, and it's either at my apartment or there's like 2 Mexican places around me.
Oh, that's fun. When I was in high school, my friends and I had Margarita Wednesday every day in the summer, or every Wednesday in the summer.
That's so
fun. Again, high schoolers are monsters. Don't trust us. Anyway, should we get into the episode?
Let's do it. Tell me what happened last week.
Wait, did you enjoy this episode?
Not really.
I remember liking it a lot more than I did.
It just like, I feel like the good parts were, it was fine. There was just nothing exciting about it.
Yeah, but like, okay, I only asked this because I've already watched Next Times. I've watched episode 6. And wow, that was one of the best episodes that ever fucking happened on this season. So episode 6, we got to be pumped for. I'm going to get
drunk.
So
if you want this, if you want episode 6 now, go join the Patreon. You can have it a week early.
I'm going to get drunk for episode 6 because I'm so pumped about it. Okay, so previously on Vanderpump Rules, Jax modeled with a girl and Stassi was not okay with it. Kristen is stressing out about Tom because Tom cheated on her. Ariana's not working at Sir, and everyone's wondering if Ariana hooked up with Tom because they're both saying that they didn't hook up, but that could very well be a lie. Mm-hmm. Stassi had quote-unquote drinks with Sheena to ask her about Ariana and Tom, and Kristen saw and yelled at Stassi. And Stassi basically yelled back and told Kristen that she could leave. And Kristen's just not happy with everyone being in her business. But when you make your business public knowledge, everyone's in it, so you can shut up.
True.
Also, oh my God, I meant to grab the straw and do the Kristen straw thing. It's fine.
Oh gosh.
I hate it. I had a straw today and I did it by accident. I was like, oh, I hate myself.
You're like, I'm Kristen.
I hate it. Also, okay, before we get in the episode, if you watch the credits, the opening credits.
Yeah.
Tom Sandoval flips a bottle of maybe Grey Goose, it looks like. He does not catch it.
Oh.
He does. If you watch it, he does not catch it. He throws it and the bottle lands on like the edge of his fingers. He does not catch it.
Wait, so does he have it or?
He flips the bottle.
Yeah.
And the shot is like slow-mo as it's flipping. And it lands like right on the edge of his fingers.
Oh, but then it cuts to the next people. But does it cut to the next people? Okay.
You don't see it fall. Yeah, before it like even lands, like you just see it landing on his fingers and it cuts.
That's sad because you know they probably did that shot multiple times and that's the best one they got.
That's the one. Probably because Jax kept fucking it up. But Tom Sandoval, you're exposed. Anyway, so we open up the episode at Sir. Nathalie has asked Katie and Stassi to come in because she's throwing a surprise party for Guillermo and needs Katie and Stassi to dance because the theme is burlesque and they used to take burlesque classes.
Like 3 years ago, though. Yeah, they remind us this is not their thing. They're not dancers.
They're not excited because they haven't done it in forever. But no worries because Nathalie has hired burlesque dancers to help them.
Yeah, they're like party planners, dancers, she said. So I think they're planning the party and teaching them. But I was wondering why they aren't just dancing then.
Because we need Stassi and Katie to assist Alina, Karina, and Melina.
We need Guillermo's employees to do dance in front of him rather than hire people.
Yeah. So Lisa walks in as Katie and Stassi are trying to learn to dance. And she knows Guillermo's going to hate it because he hates birthdays and surprises. So, but like, it's fine because he's also going to love it because everyone that says they hate their birthday, if they were given a surprise party, they would love it.
Yeah.
AKA me.
I think people who say they hate their birthday, like me, don't want to make other people feel
obligated to do their birthday.
Because then you hate the people who are obsessed with their birthday, so you can't be one of those people.
Yes, but if someone else is planning my birthday, they get in trouble because I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I love it, yes. So Guillermo will love this. They're doing the dance, and Lisa calls them out because Stassi and Katie are not being sexy enough. Lisa knows about sexy because she invented sexy.
Yeah, she shows them how it's done.
Yeah, she gives us the fun little dance. And then we learn what outfit they're going to wear, which is basically like this leotard that comes under their boobs and then kitty tassels.
And
nipple pasties, what they called it.
Stassi is not interested in wearing pasties.
No, but it's fine. Like, Lisa's like, we're all European. It's fine. We don't wear bras.
But Nathalie also mentioned she wants them covered up a little more, which I agree. This is weird because this is your boss.
Yeah. And that's Nathalie's husband. I just love that Lisa's like, it's fine. We're all from Europe. We don't wear bras. And Katie goes, I'm from Utah. And I was like, Katie's wearing a bra.
Katie from Utah.
They wear bras
in
Utah.
Yeah.
Utahns?
I'm sorry.
I know like Illinoisans. Is it Utahians?
I don't think so.
Utahians wear bras.
Those from Utah wear
bras. Those in Utah. So then now it's nighttime at Sir. Ariana's here to work. Sheena's gonna show her around a little bit. These two look like fun friends. I would go out on the town with these two.
I loved it. It's fun. It's fun seeing like Sheena have her bestie there. And then she's also like giving Ariana the inside scoop. I love how they give each other a little banter about like, are you gonna write that down? And it's like, no, I got it. Aren't you?
Boom, boom, bam. I love it. Ariana meets Tyranny, that random girl that sometimes gets featured on the show. They hang out a little bit, and then Sheena and Tina start to twerk. Ariana's like, I'm gonna twerk a little, and Peter's watching in the background.
I was like, this is great. This is everything I love about Sir, like this entire environment.
Sheena updates us that Ariana's got like a hipster chill vibe. I love it. Yeah. I'm feeling it. I really want to go out like bar hopping with Sheena and Ariana because I feel like they're so opposite that I could get like both, like one of them like, might bring Ariana up and Sheena down.
If you want to like gossip about something, it's like, let's like there's Sheena. But if you're like just looking to hang out and have a good time, there's, but I feel like
you do both.
Ariana that, like, brings Sheena down a little bit. I think.
Yeah.
Sheena gets more chill. Ooh, that was a nice little ch-
Oh, thanks. It's the carbonation.
It was perfect. I think Sheena looks like she's more chill when Ariana's around. She's not so high strung.
Exactly. But Ariana can hang. She'll twerk. She'll dance. She'll get it.
Yeah.
Peter will watch either way. Fuck yeah. Yep. Peter. Also, really quick. So my friend Lauren that now has started watching Vanderpump and listening to this, she always texts me and she's like, Peter is so freaking cute. I love Peter.
Oh, God. So, me too. I'm glad you guys have each other.
We bond. So then we go to Tom and Kristen's apartment. Stassi's here. We see their room for the first time, I think. It's a huge ass room.
Yeah, that's true. I guess we really don't see their room.
Yeah. Tom and Ari, or Tom and Kristen. Ooh, I almost did what Danny is trying to make me do. I almost said Tom and Ariana.
You're trying to make it happen?
Damn
you're trying
it, to make Danny.
This, you're trying
Damn
to make this Danny. Rumor happen?
So Tom and Kristen's apartment, their bedroom's huge and their closet is huge.
Yes.
They got a closet. I'm in shock. But they're picking out clothes to wear for their passport photo shoot. I have a question. Did I miss something?
Our this was great because at first they don't really mention the passport. You just see Stassi helping her, like Kristen, pick out an outfit. And then they're talking about how they're going to go full glam for this passport photo. And I was like, whoa.
Did I miss something?
That much effort?
Are we supposed to look fucking cute for passport?
No, I mean, it's kind of like your license. You don't want to look like a hobo because you have to show it often.
I look like a hobo on both. Because usually, well, not my license, but when I travel passport style, I look like a hobo. So passport might as well match it.
That's true.
Plus, I know, but I remember like people are when like, I went don't abroad, smile.
When I went abroad, yes, they told me not to smile, but apparently you can. They told me I wasn't allowed to have my hair behind my ears or be able to smile.
Yeah, you're not supposed to smile, and I'm not a model. I can't smile.
And I don't know how to smile. Yeah.
So the worst thing, I'm just saying, it's like a mugshot. Like, I fully am just like, ugh.
I'm like, oh, don't let me in this country.
I look like a criminal. Okay, but, like, not them. These two girls, I don't know what they're doing. This is my nightmare.
Well, yeah, so they're going full glam. They're talking about bringing a ring light, like, all these things. I'm like, we're going full on Kardashian.
Stassi's going to have her jewelry. She's
jewelry. But they say don't have chunky jewelry because of the flash. Yeah,
they had to look it up.
It's a mess.
It's fun. But okay, so last we saw Stassi and Kristen, they were arguing. But being friends with Kristen is super chaotic. One minute she's storming on a happy hour, and the next minute she's calling you to ask her for styling help. So Kristen's nuts is
you know
all
what?
I get from this.
This is how you know you need your friends. Is when you're mad at them, but you really need them to style you for your passport photo.
Also, Kristen really needs this to work out because she's 30 years old and she's never had a passport. So this is her time.
Which, I mean,
where do you think they're going?
I'm a privileged white girl. I'm going to say you're 30. I just feel like living in California, you probably would have gone to Mexico before.
Mm-hmm. What's it called? Tijuana.
Yeah.
Like, everyone goes to Tijuana.
I'm just shocked. I'm just personally shocked living in California that she hasn't been to Mexico.
First place I went abroad was Canada. That's the first, or not abroad, but first place I needed a passport was Canada. I went with my whole family to the Walgreens to get our picture taken.
Oh my God. So you're talking about in Canada, you just went to the Walgreens. I was like,
oh no,
honey,
no, this was for my
passport.
This is for my passport to go to Canada.
Yes. Yes.
That's, see, California people in California go to Mexico, but people in Illinois go to Canada. So
I want to go to Canada so bad.
Different vibes. I love Canada. So fun. Okay, so Kristen said she was full because they were talking about going full glam, and Kristen said she was full glam in her mugshot. which we find out was for a DUI like a billion years ago.
She's like really proud that she went full, like she was full glam for that, which I guess.
She's cute. She was cute for the mugshot.
I mean, if that's she's looking at the bright side there. You go for it, honey.
If I'm going to have a DUI, I hope I look good in the mugshot.
Might as well look fucking good.
I'm hopefully not going to have a DUI, but.
Dude, if I got a DUI, I feel like it'd be the morning after and I'd look horrendous. Would like drive home.
There's no excuse anymore because we have Uber and Lyft and everything.
No, but I'm saying, like, you know when you wake up the next morning after drinking and, like, you get in a car? Like, you would have no idea you're still drunk, I feel like.
Yeah, it'd be really bad.
That's how I would get a DUI.
And your mugshot would be fugly.
Yeah, mine would be literally this, how I look right now with these glasses.
Same. Okay, so then Stassi gets a call from Jax, and Kristen gets a text from Jax, and we find out he's in the hospital with a lump in his chest.
Dun,
he doesn't know what to do or who to call. He's wondering if men can get breast cancer. He's by himself in the hospital. He might need surgery. He's going to go in for x-rays. He sounds very concerned.
He said, nuh-uh. He said he's going to have surgery no matter what. Whether it's a cyst or breast cancer.
Oh, damn. Damn.
Which, Jack. Technically, like, a biopsy could be considered surgery, I think. But,
yeah.
Just saying.
Stassi's super worried because she doesn't want anything bad to happen to Jax. And she says, she's like, maybe he should stop taking all those protein substances.
Yep.
Because immediately that's, like, what Stassi thinks of. And Kristen says maybe he's taking estrogen because he's really moody.
Yeah, the boys around here are very moody. It wouldn't shock me if they accidentally had some estrogen going into their systems.
But they Google lump in chest, and it says changes in hormone balances. So something's happening.
Something's wrong.
The mood's really dampened, though. They were trying to get full glam, and now
It's kind of hard to go take your passport photo after your friend might have breast cancer. Your guy friend might have breast cancer, especially.
So it's sad, but, like, Sheena's not sad, which is where we go next. She's going to Sweet Lady Jane Desserts with Lisa, and they're going to meet up with Nathalie because they're going to pick out a cake for Guillermo's party, and Sheena's going to pick it up before the party and bring it to Sir.
Sheena has other things on her mind. She is wedding planning without a ring.
She is going to look at some wedding cakes. Hell yeah.
Might as well. I get it. Yeah, she's like, if I'm here, I might as well. Can I look at the book, please?
She rolls up in her tall brown Uggs, ready to look at some wedding cakes. And Lisa is like, you can't do that until he proposes, Sheena.
And she's like, who cares?
So they're going to look at the book. They're thinking they're going to get a boob cake. Natalie's requesting the boobs are a little smaller because that's Guillermo's type. Natalie. Or Nathalie. Sorry, I'm so rude sometimes. But they're going to get the titty cake.
Yes. And Lisa reminds us that although Nathalie wants some cupcakes to make them more like hers, they're definitely going to need some pound cakes to feed the 50 people.
Hell yeah.
Give the people cake. Let them eat
Sheena,
cake.
Even after they pick out Guillermo's cake, she's got to try to get one more look at the wedding cakes, and Lisa's over it.
Yeah.
She's like, I shouldn't have fucking brought you. I'm over it.
Lisa. She's like, listen, focus on the task at hand. You need to pick up the cake we just ordered.
You need to pick up a ring before you get your cake.
Worry about your wedding in like a year.
So now we go shopping with Tom Sandoval and Ariana.
This is fun. They were at a massive thrift store.
What were they doing? Looking for something for Kristen? Or were they just hanging out?
No. It sounded like they were shopping for something specific, but it was never really mentioned. Like the way they were going through things and joking about outfits, it seemed like a costume party's in our future.
Yeah. Like Tom was trying on weird stuff and Ariana was like, Kristen will love that. So I didn't know if like they were.
I think that she was being facetious of like, oh, like that outfit's so horrible. Kristen will obviously throw a fit.
Got it. But I didn't know if it was like, oh, like I knew she was being sarcastic, but if she was like, we're actually looking for something for Kristen will like. So I don't know.
Helen mentioned.
We'll say they weren't because I don't think Kristen would accept anything at the thrift store. It looked fun, but I don't think Kristen, that's Kristen's style. She's more
fun friend date. Fun friend date, but it is. Nothing more.
It is. And like her and Tom just goof off the whole time because she has like, Ariana has a dry, smart ass sense of humor and Tom really, like, you know, vibes off that.
Yeah.
They always get into random silly adventures. We find out Tom was in marching band. It's so fun. This is like, really fun.
They do just have like a natural flowing conversations of throwing things out, which is nice. And Tom says it's nice to get his mind off of all the bullshit and just hang out and have a good time.
Yeah. And I mean, Kristen's had issues with Tom and Ariana being friends in the past, but Ariana is hoping that when she starts at Sur and she's around them all the time, the girls will like Kristen will cut it out because she'll see nothing's fucking happening.
Yeah. I think they'll see that their banter is truly just friendship. Like in this moment, you can see it's very friendly. It's not flirting, but they do have a closer relationship than other working parties that's what I think people think they're flirting.
And Tom says he doesn't have a problem with Ariana working at Sur, but him and Kristen are in such a good place that he doesn't want to screw anything up. So he's being very careful.
Yeah. I think he's treading lightly.
So, and Ariana and Tom have been friends the whole time. Kristen and Tom, like I did this math. So Kristen and Tom started dating before Tom and Ariana became friends. Because Kristen and Tom have dated for 5 years. Tom and Ariana have been friends for three years. So Ariana's never known a single Tom. Which I just found like... So
which
like,
means
why
like
would
she has boundaries. Yes. Yeah.
She knows. It's been 3 years. Her and Tom are nothing. I don't think she expects them to be anything.
Yeah.
So Danny's got to shut her mouth.
But sometimes whenever like your friend is in a relationship, it's easier to have like a friendly, flirty type friendship.
Yeah.
Because... they're obviously taken, they're fine, but it's like fun to have like a banter. It's nice to have guy friends you can laugh with and actually truly enjoy their company. Yeah. That's very rare.
And from what I've like figured out being a girl and talking to like my other girlfriends, it's nice to flirt with a guy and not have anything be expected. So if you have a friend that's taken, it's just fun to flirt with him because
it's nice to flirt, just
to
flirt, not to like make a guy think something's going to happen.
Yeah. Just cause it's like fun and we're like being fun and funny. And then like I go home and you go home to your girlfriend and it's like, fine, whatever. Great. So now we go to Jax's apartment. He's back from the hospital. Stassi's coming over with a cake that says
so
no more supplements.
No more. We're done.
So Jax needs someone to be with him, but he doesn't have any family in California. So all he has is Stassi. He's worried because like lumps run in his family. And he does take supplements, but that's just to get jacked for the gym. You know, like, well.
Yeah. This boom, was boom, this pow. Is a little sad. You like find out Jax really doesn't have anyone. So that call to Stassi was really important to him. Mm-hmm. And having her support him is a big thing in his life. I think it sheds a lot more light on how much Jax kind of relies on Stassi. Since he doesn't, like, Stassi has family close. We saw that whenever we went to her mom's house an hour away at Lake Arrowhead. But Jax, or Stassi is all Jax has.
And it's probably nice because while they were dating, Jax had Stassi's family too.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's like, he fucked that up pretty bad. But, okay, so they're talking about these supplements that Jax takes for the gym. And Stassi keeps telling him that it's, like, fucking bad to take these. And Jax says he's been doing it for forever, so... it's fine. And like protein
hasn't had a problem since. Yeah.
Yeah. Protein's good. And Stassi is like, protein's not good if that's all you drink. And it's like the fake protein powder and pills.
The way,
healthy protein
shakes.
Yeah. And he drinks over 2 protein shakes a day.
He says he drinks, or Stassi says he drinks them all day. The doctor told him not to do more than 2 a day.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking he's drinking like 4 or 5.
Yeah, he drinks more than 2 a day for sure.
He probably drinks one for every meal, 3, and he probably does them like for snacks.
Mm-hmm. For snacks.
Well, like in a lot of like workout, like if you're trying to gain muscle, you are supposed to drink like for your snack times, you're supposed to eat like 5 meals a day.
Or like before or after you go to the gym, but you're not supposed to drink them. Like
also for meals, and before and after the gym.
So Stassi basically goes into his cabinet and takes out all the shake powder and the pills and starts dumping it down the drain. It's like $100, Jack says, and Stassi tells him that he should have bought her a present instead.
Yeah.
Which is like kind of true. And Stassi's not giving Jax any sympathy.
No.
Because this is what happened. So Jax has the lump, right? He gets it checked out. He goes home and still takes these supplements.
Yeah.
So Stassi's like, you're just being D-U-M dumb. We're not standing for this.
Which I agree. I think she should have walked in, given him a hug, given him the sympathy at the beginning, and then led into the tough love. Yeah. I think it was just all tough love with a cake. Mm-hmm. And that...
Well, in Stassi's defense, I do agree she should have, like, been a little more sympathetic. But in her defense, she walks in on this dude that's so scared because he might have a lump in his chest, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, it might be due to these protein supplements, but I'm still taking them. That's when I'd be like, you're dumb. Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm coming for your ass. He says, though, it's not like he's on drugs.
Which... Stassi's so like, ridiculous.
This is drugs.
That's where you say to him, you realize like a lot of drugs that are addicting are natural still. Like they are natural in our earth.
It's just like Jax is clearly way more into his looks, I think, than his health. Because if he was really into his health, he would have stopped, right?
Especially this early, I get how it's his lifestyle. So he would have to overhaul his lifestyle. But in this short period after the hospital visit, you would think he would have just been a little scared. So he would have, taken a break and maybe eased back into some of this stuff.
Well, as Stassi is dumping all of his protein down the drain, we learn that Jax was kind of hoping that Stassi would come over, give him a little hug, some compassion, and not a lecture. Which I'm like, you called the wrong bitch. Like,
yeah, I think we all know. People. I think Stassi and Sandoval are the ones who would come over and lecture him. Schwartz, Katie, Kristen, even a little Lisa. Lisa would have been an in-between, but like all these other people would have like coddled him, but I think Sandoval and Stassi are the ones who are straight shooters that they'll just tell him, like, this is fucked up.
And I think they're the two that love Jax. Because, like, I do this. When I love you more and you do something stupid, I'm probably going to, like, start lecturing you on how stupid it was. Or almost be mad that, like, I don't know. That's just how I operate, too. So I think it shows how much, like, Stassi and possibly Sandoval love Jax.
Mm-hmm.
But... yeah, you called the wrong bitch. I don't know how we thought Stassi was going to be compassionate. Also, you cheated on her. You're not in a great spot. Like,
yeah,
it's bad. But, Jax wants to be treated like a normal human. But, you know, like I just said, the doctor told him not to do something and he keeps doing it, which whatever.
Absolutely. And I mean, Stassi lectures him and then we dive back into the sweater line issue. Jax is really upset that Stassi put down his sweater line.
How did we get here? I like still don't know. She was like, stop taking protein supplements. And he's like, I modeled with a girl for my sweater line. And I was like, where did we, what?
I know. He's like, happened? I just want to talk about how you were mean to me the other day about my sweater line. Oh, that
was it. Because he was like, I'm sad you're yelling at me. And you yelled at me about my sweater line.
And Stassi reminds us that he's done nothing for it. And she feels like he's making a mockery of everything she's worked towards. Which, this is twofold in my opinion. I think Stassi's a little jealous in a way that like he's taking action into like her field.
Is he?
I mean, like, he's getting in more and more into fashion outside of just modeling, and I think Stassi's like, this is my lane. I think people get really touchy when they feel like they have a lane and you're stepping into it, but also he's not really following through, so she's like, this is just a joke to you. Like, I work my ass off, and you're just, you're making a joke.
I was going
to
say, the only thing he's done is A, model for this company, and B, talk about it. Because she even says, she's like, you don't have sketches or fabric or anything, and here I am. I get it. She's mad he's in his lane. I totally get it. He's in her lane. Get the fuck out. But also, Jax is just, literally I'm making a sweater line.
I feel like you see this a lot with reality TV stars where like people get upset that it's like, well, I'm doing that. And if you're going to do that, then I can't really do that now. Like I can't have a fashion line. Yeah. If you're going to have a fashion line.
That's a good point. And now they have a platform too, that they could probably like figure it out easier on. Well, whatever. And then, so they're talking about the sweater line, they're arguing about it. And Jax is like, why are we even talking about this? And she's like, you brought it. You're the one that brought it up. I don't understand.
I love when people get mad about talking about topics that they specifically brought up. Kristen did this last episode. Why are we even talking about my relationship?
Because you asked me. Like, oh my God. Kristen and Jax, I think, are siblings because they act the fucking same.
Yeah.
So Stassi leaves. And Jax says that she took a health scare and turned it into Jax is a bad person. Sad. And Stassi found a way to make him look worse than he already did.
This isn't what he wanted out of his health scare. He really wanted sympathy, which I think goes to why this health scare seems to be a big deal.
He's like kind of a victim always. Oh, like, okay, I get it. He has a health scare, right? I'm not trying to say that. I get it. But, like, we don't know for sure yet. You are very scared. We are here for you. But you can't just go around and be like, I probably have cancer, but I'm going to keep doing the same thing that gave me cancer. You got to, like...
If you're really scared, like, you got to either be really actually scared. You can't just say, I'm scared and expect people to... like bow down and react and do a meal train for you and
also,
do everything.
Don't call your
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing the Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Richie ex-girlfriend.
Yeah,
that's like the 100%. Last person. Okay, so now we're at Stassi's apartment. Katie comes over. They're going to practice their burlesque dance. We learned that Katie puts pads in her shoes to make them less sweaty, which I think is genius. I never knew.
Yeah, but I feel like your foot can't fit in there if they're like heels.
Maybe she buys bigger heels.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I kind of like it. I'm not going to try it. I don't usually dance around in high heels, but.
No. But just, interesting food for
if thought. If I go to a wedding, maybe I'll like really try it. Yeah, so they do diss Sheena because, like, we can't go a day without it. If they wanted someone to get up and shake their ass like a skank, it would probably be Sheena. But they probably didn't want her to break something else. But
that was so great. Because I mean, it's true. Like, Stassi and Katie are not dancers. It is kind of weird that they asked them to do this. But also, like, why would Sheena do this?
I don't know. I mean, they do practice some sort of dancing. It's not a burlesque dance, but they're booty popping.
Yeah.
And they're like shimmying a lot.
They're doing some job, but like it's hot.
I love when they were like pushing their butt out and they're like, Guillermo, yeah, happy birthday.
I think they were dancing with like a chair. It was funny, like as if he was there. Like,
and they were like lap birthday. Dancing it and they're like, ooh, Guillermo. Okay, we'll come back to them. First, let's go to Katie and Tom's apartment. Tom Schwartz. This is gonna get confusing. Tom Sandoval and Jax come over. They start roasting Jax a little bit because he's not wearing a shirt under his sweatshirt. So obviously, if he gets
Which
hot,
is weird.
He just has to go shirtless. And they try to touch his lump, you know, because he's showing everyone the lump. He's not wearing
a shirt. He walks in and he literally says, I have cancer.
It was so funny.
I'm like, okay, honey.
They're like, what's up, Jax? I have cancer. And they just start
They don't react. No, whenever he first says it, neither of them react. They just like are doing whatever they're doing. And then they're like, why are you shirtless? Let me touch your boob.
Come here. Where's your cancerous lump? And they're just like poking him. But Tom says that Jax announces everything on like a megaphone whenever there's a chance, or whatever the chances of Jax having cancer is like Fahrenheit to Celsius. You double it and add 20.
I think that's a really good analogy.
Here, like, this dude got his lung tested and he was just calling it cancer. You can't do that. What if someone actually has cancer? Like, that is just so stupid.
Yeah, I totally get going to, like, your parents, your family, and you're nervous, or one or two people, and being like, oh no, like, I'm nervous about this. But now he's just going around because he wants attention. He's blasting it to everybody he possibly can.
And he doesn't have cancer.
And physically saying he has cancer.
Yeah, no.
When we don't even know yet. It's not like he said, oh, I found something and I'm nervous about it. Like, what if it's cancer? He walks in and says, I have cancer.
I have cancer. Like, in the saddest way, too. Oh, my God. This dude probably already looking up support groups.
Yeah.
He's like cancer.
Telling his friends he's planning his funeral so they don't have to worry about it.
So Jax tells them planning his funeral. I don't know why that registered late. So Jax tells the Toms everything that happened with Stassi and how she just like yelled at him and how he just wants some compassion. And the Toms tell him to milk it. They're like, you know, tell everyone you have cancer. See what you can get out of it. Whatever. Because he's going to do it anyway. What, they're going to be like, Jax, stop being dramatic. Then he's going to be mad at them because he might have cancer.
Because in the off chance, the like 2% chance he actually has cancer.
He might die tomorrow and his friends say that to him. So I'm sure they're just like, whatever.
Where's Stassi back at our apartment?
Yeah.
Straight up says his cancer's fake.
Yeah, she tells Katie all of it. And she's like, I got rid of his supplements. He does not have cancer. He is so dumb. And Katie says that only Stassi would attack Jax the day he got out of the hospital. And I was like, because he's doing
the
same thing.
The day he got out of the hospital, he went to the hospital, had something tested, and walked out the same day.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I just, like, I can't. I understand he's scared, and if he presented it differently. Like, that first call to Kristen and Stassi, I was like, oh, my God.
Yes.
But then don't do the same thing, and don't tell people you have cancer when, like, you have no idea.
Katie does say, even if the cancer scare is fake, it's real to Jax in a way. Like, he is scared. He does need some support, which I think Stassi needs to tone down the raging a little bit.
I know.
And up some support a little bit.
Because then Stassi goes on and she's like, no, it's fake and he's a liar. And I don't care because Jax is a bad person and it's my duty to call him out. And I was like, okay.
I think she has every right to kind of say stuff like that because they're broken up too.
But she should show like a slight
bit. A little bit of compassion.
Like just a little bit.
Behind his back, she can say all this shit. But two.
Agreed.
She should have been a little kinder when she first stepped in the door.
Agreed. So now we go to Sir. We get a Kristen and Tom kiss where she doesn't cringe. So that's like really fun for us to see. So Sheena sees Lisa and she tells Lisa that Danny is spreading rumors that Ariana and Tom are sleeping together because she saw a weird chemistry, which I agree. Fuck Danny. I'm like so anti-Danny right now.
But whatever. I don't like Sheena constantly bringing the shit to Lisa. This is annoying. Work this out yourself. Yeah, this is a dumb one to bring to Lisa. Like, why don't you go over to Danny and say, stop spreading these rumors. They're not true.
Agree. But part of me thinks we needed it for the show. You know, like we just need Lisa to get involved. No, just me. Okay. Just so Lisa is basically like, what the fuck is happening at this restaurant? So she says Ariana and Tom worked fucking fine at Villa Blanca. I don't know what the problem is now.
And so cue Sandoval walking in.
Yeah. So we are confronting Danny now. Lisa's confronting Danny. Sandoval's right behind her at the bar, which is like super weird. But Danny says she never said that they were sleeping together. She just said she saw weird banter.
Which is true. Which is true. It is true.
But Danny didn't say it like, Ariana and Tom have such a weird banter. She said it like,
Have you seen them?
Ariana and Tom, there's some chemistry.
Yeah.
So Lisa basically says, they've been fine before this. So someone else is making this an issue.
Yep.
Not them. And then Lisa turns to Tom and asks him how long he's worked with Ariana. The answer is 4 years. And she asks him, has there ever been an issue? And he says, no.
Nope.
So then she turns back to Danny. Oh my God, Danny's such a bitch.
So good. No, but I love this because at least she'll say it in front of Lisa. And she says, that's not what I've heard.
No, but don't say it in front of Lisa. It's so bad.
No, if you're going to say it, you better be able to say it to their face. I appreciate people like this. Danny's not just like, although she is talking behind their backs, she's willing to actually say it to their face. Most of those people would cower.
Just starting unnecessary fucking drama.
I don't think this would have really started anything unless Christina Kelly and Stassi backed it up with what they heard.
What do you mean?
Like, whenever Danny came back to the back and said this, last episode or two episodes ago whenever this was, Danny said, which I'm sure this has been a conversation off camera, so they also had to have it on camera finally.
Yeah.
But Danny said, have you seen them? And they said, what are you talking about? And she said, they just look like very, like, there's something going on. Like, they just, I forget exactly what she said, but she said it to the girls, like, oh, yeah, like, I don't know, they're just very close or something along those lines. And Stassi said, well, I mean, I'm not sure if this is true, but Jax told me where it really started.
Stassi backed it up.
Yes, which I think a lot of this was a conversation off camera. So then they finally had to have it on camera to explain things.
Yeah. But we're going to clear it up right now.
Heck yeah.
Tom says he's never kissed, hooked up with, or anything with Ariana. And then Kristen walks in, like, someone pushed her into this room and was like, Kristen, get in, go to the back bar. So Kristen walks in and Lisa's like, probably not a good idea to be here. And while we have everyone, Danny says a few years ago, there was an issue between Ariana and Tom and Kristen. Like, there was something happening.
2 years ago. Yep.
Yeah. And Kristen, like, the issue was just in my head and I'm fine. Like, I was wrong, which, like, props to Kristen. She knows she's in trouble with Lisa, so she's really playing this one good.
Yeah, but I think she's also trying to put this to rest. So she's trying to, like, own it and say it was just her, when in reality, there's no way.
Well, I'm sure it's tiring going to work and hearing people talk about the rumors of your boyfriend hooking up with a different bartender while he was dating you.
Yeah, you know? And he was working at Villa Blanca and she was probably at Sir.
Yeah, I think that she's just over it. So now Danny just kind of looks a little bad. She's trying to backpedal a little bit, but
she does. She's like, I made one comment. How is this my fault? Like,
it's fine. But, Kristen says she believes nothing happened. She wanted to slap Danny, but she can't because she's like on probation. So it's fine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Lisa says this argument's over. We're going to cut it out and the argument's done. Yep, so done. We'll never hear about this again, right?
Not at all.
Oh my God. For 2 minutes, we get to go to a Mercedes dealership. This was exciting.
Yeah. Natalie is buying Guillermo a car for his birthday. Who doesn't love a surprise party and you get a car? It's like you're 16 years old.
I was going to say, this is like my sweet 16. My the super best. Sweet 16.
Except, you know, he won't be upset that
Guillermo, if anything, he's gonna be like, why'd you spend the fucking money, Natalie? Come on.
Watch them like walk to work or something.
Well, if you want to know how they get to work, it was on our after show. Because I did a report on it. Good segue. Look at you. Join our Patreon. Okay. So Natalie's buying Guillermo this car, but she needs Lisa and Jiggy to help. All they really do is set off an alarm.
That was the best. Just because Natalie tried to open a door, which is kind of ridiculous that the car's locked
when it's in.
Yeah. Okay.
But Jiggy almost shit himself. He was so scared.
Not himself, Lisa.
Okay, so now it's time. We're at Sir for Guillermo's surprise party. We're doing it. Stassi and Katie are getting a little buzz because they're super nervous. I get it. I would too.
I love this. It seemed like a lot more relaxed for the employees since it was a party like for the owner. They were all drinking.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
they were
Jeremy is shirtless. He's going to get the girl some more alcohol, like the fun boy he is. Everyone's getting their hair and makeup done. And then Sheena walks in and she's like, nobody told me that I was supposed to. I just did my makeup and hair.
It took me forever. I'm not doing this. I'm not wearing that. I'm not putting my hair like that. I'm not putting the makeup on.
She can't wear heels because of her ankle. This was just a wine fest. This was just whiny. So we get a break from Sheena whining. And these two girls come up to the bar.
The burlesque party planners. It's them.
Yeah. It's Alana, Karina, or Alina, Karina, and Melina.
It's two of the three. So two of pick them. Whatever you want.
We don't know. So they come up to Jax at the bar, start flirting a little. Stassi sees. She's not mad. But what she does notice is Jax isn't really flirting back.
He is so disinterested. Which is true. Like, he was just, like, holding the conversation but not giving anything.
Yeah. So like, she starting to realize that Jax has, like, convinced himself that this health scare is more than it really is. So he's probably really scared. Yeah.
I think he is blowing it up for, attention, but I think he has also convinced himself that, like, this something really bad is going to happen, which is hard not to do, truly. When the cancer word is thrown out, I get it. I mean, I don't personally get it, but I understand
that. Maybe he's preparing for the worst. I would do that. I'd start to be like, okay, you have cancer. You got to be really careful, blah, 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 you know? Mm-hmm. Okay, so then we have Christina going up to Danny and confronting Danny because Danny didn't show up for her shift and Christina had to stay late and cover. She had to close. Yeah,
which is annoying. But Danny tells us they're understaffed and Kristen's being an asshole.
Yeah. She does not apologize, but Christina doesn't seem to mind because I think they're friends.
Yeah.
But then
he was Kristen, just like, hey, where the fuck were you?
Yeah. Kristen's ears are burning because she comes over to talk to Danny. Because Danny's got to stop spreading these rumors about her boyfriend. And Danny says that this relationship is so fucked up and she's tired of hearing about it.
Yes.
And Kristen says she doesn't hear about it from her. So
that's
both sides. Both sides, I was like, good point. We should just be done, I think.
Yeah. This one's tough because it seemed pointless because I don't care about Kristen's relationship.
Yeah.
But I do love this rumor a little bit.
I love the rumor. I love the drama. But I get it. I think everyone else is talking about Kristen and Tom's relationship. So Danny is tired of hearing about it. And Kristen's like, I'm not even talking about it.
But like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. He was talking about it at some point.
Yes. But Tom is staying as far away from this fight as possible, which I think, great move, sir. Yeah, great move.
Danny tells Kristen she saw Tom and Ariana having weird chemistry and Kristen's like, oh my God, that must mean that they're hooking up. You're right, Danny. Kristen has some sarcasm to her. And we find out Danny's not friends with either of them. So whatever Danny says, it's probably not true. And Danny's like, whatever, I saw something.
I said it. And Kristen's like, let's just stop meddling in my relationship. Whatever you do will only make us stronger.
I love that Christina kind of got involved. And she's like, Kristen, just shut the fuck up, honestly. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, this is awesome. This is awesome. I love Christina getting involved. Because I think she just hates Kristen. I do.
Christina is the truth and light of this show.
I think she just is, like, tired of Kristen's bullshit. So she's – anyone fights with Kristen, Christina's there. Listen, bitch.
Kristen and Danny are actually, like, tired of talking about this, but they won't stop talking about this. You know that moment where it's like, ugh, I'm over this, but I can't get out of this drama because I love drama too much. Christina Kelly's actually over this.
And she doesn't even yell. Like, you know how Danny and Kristen were getting heated? And Christina's like, wait a second. You're looking stupid, Kristen.
Listen,
I love Christina Kelly.
Let's just die it down. Take it down a notch.
So Kristen goes over to Tom, and Tom's just like, yeah, Danny sucks. She was trying to cause drama. And Tom's just trying to work, but Kristen's just standing there staring at him. And, oh, well, goodbye. So now we go to the back of Sir really quick. Sheena stopped her whining. She's finally fucking doing it.
Finally sucked it up.
She got her hair and makeup done. She's the most annoying person of this episode. And
she's so annoying because she's like, this is super fun. I'm like, now you're on board. Okay, let's move on.
After her like 10-minute hissy fit about how she just did her hair and makeup. Like, you're about to get your hair and makeup done again. Also, you work here and you knew you were coming to a burlesque party. You didn't think that, like, whatever. So we go back to the front of Sir now because Ken, Lisa, Nathalie, and Guillermo are showing up after dinner. So they went to dinner and now they're like, let's just like go by the restaurant, Guillermo.
Let's go by the restaurant. There's a party that somebody else is throwing.
Yeah. And surprise, Guillermo's so freaking happy. He's like, oh my God, this is for me. You shouldn't have.
The boob cake gets laid in front of him. It's great.
And Katie and Stassi start dancing, which is like horrifying.
Well, the best is they're like, music? Like, nobody starts the music. They're like, music? We cannot do this without it.
Katie and Stassi look hot, though. They look so good.
This was a weird... They look great. This was a weird half-assed burlesque dance. The dance was so weird.
Can we talk really quick, real talk? Why did Stassi and Katie have to do this for their boss?
I'm so confused.
They could have, like, worked the party in their burlesque gear. Like, that's fine.
That's how everybody else was.
There were professional burlesque dancers there, and they couldn't...
Yes. Why do these two random people do it and the people we hired to throw the party who are burlesque dancers got to come and enjoy the party?
And like those burlesque dancers don't work for Guillermo.
Yeah. This is what I raised at 10 a.m. at Sir when the girls were learning this dance. I was like, why are we doing this?
It's weird. Okay. But they do a great job. Guillermo loves it. Sheena hated the performance, which whatever. She sucks sometimes. We go outside. Guillermo has a new Mercedes. It's so fun. And now the party really begins. The drinks are flowing.
Yeah, but Lisa lets us know, you know, Guillermo came to America with a dream. He started as a dishwasher. And now he has two kids and owns this restaurant. He's the American dream.
We love Guillermo. He's hot, too. Guillermo's
lovely. And he got two employees to give him a weird burlesque dance. He's living the dream.
Yeah. Forget the Mercedes. Stassi and Katie shook their asses in front of him. Hell yeah. So, so the party's going, but not for Jax, because Jax tells Nathalie. Oh, because Nathalie's like, Jax, why aren't you shirtless? You're supposed to be shirtless. Jeremy shirtless. Everyone shirtless. Why aren't you shirtless? And he says, because he has a lump on his chest. So he didn't like want to be shirtless.
He didn't want to bring that much attention because then people would probably see that there really isn't a lump.
Plus, like, wasn't he just not wearing a shirt the other day?
But he had a jacket. I wonder if he didn't want something tight on it. If he actually did have a biopsy.
Not roll back far enough.
I'm just saying, if he had a biopsy, they probably took the whole lump.
Oh, that's true. But he's getting his blood work tomorrow. Lisa's there now comforting him. She says it's probably nothing. And then Jax, of course, tattles on how Stassi was so mean to him.
That's like the exact phrase he says. I'm like, seriously, you're 31 years old and you're like, Stassi was so mean to me.
I know. It wasn't even like
your boss.
Like, Lisa was literally like, it's going to be fine. And he goes, I hope so. Stassi was so mean. Like, it had nothing to do about the, like, he just had to tell someone. But they comfort him and tell him he's going to be fine. We get to see Shay, Sheena's boyfriend's at the party. Hell yeah. Ooh. Shay. So then Stassi goes up to Lisa and Lisa tells her to be nicer to Jax. Give him a break. And
Lisa says she can tell he's scared. And I think that really put in perspective to Stassi that this can be something real.
But I can't get over, Stassi, like, cannot admit when she's wrong because Lisa tells her to stop being mean. And Stassi goes, remember last summer when Jax sucked?
Yeah.
Lisa's true, like, though. Great. Okay, so Stassi asks to talk to Jax outside. They go outside. And Stassi says she didn't intend to go over to his apartment and have the conversation they did. And she's sorry it went in that direction. And Jax says he still doesn't know what his lump is. Stassi says she sees Jax is super scared. And Jax is trying to take this seriously. He's trying not to drink alcohol. He's trying not to drink alcohol to forget about it. And Stassi's like, yeah, you probably shouldn't drink alcohol.
No, he is drinking alcohol to forget about it.
I was drunk when I read.
He was like shaking his drink and he was like, just trying to like forget about it.
Forget
and
it.
She's like, oh yeah, probably something
don't
about
do
like
that.
Probably should take our health more seriously now, shouldn't we? And he was like, your jokes aren't funny.
I think I was really drunk when I like wrote my notes.
Yeah, he was drinking.
He was saying, and Stassi's like, maybe you shouldn't drink because aren't we trying to like stay healthy?
Yeah,
you know. And he's like, well, I tried being healthy and that didn't work. And Stassi's like, no, you were taking fucking drugs.
Yeah.
So she, I think, is so sick of it. She just loses it again.
I think she has the same trigger points you do about this. Like the minute, like she tries to be supportive, but the minute he's not doing something for his own health, she's like really going to call him out on it.
Oh my God. It bothers me. And Stassi says she cares about Jax and like whatever, but he's like super numb to it right now. And you could tell he just kind of doesn't care. He's just sitting there. Stassi's like freaking out and he's like, whatever. I don't even care. Sad. He's just sad.
Yeah.
But if anything positive has come out of this health scare, it's that Jax has realized he doesn't want a relationship with Stassi anymore. And they end this conversation on super bad terms.
He's so dramatic. He cares way more about how Stassi is treating him than the fact that he is doing things that are bad for his health.
Yeah, no.
That's
yeah,
where he's just focusing his energy is on how Stassi is treating him, not how he's treating himself.
It's so frustrating. Like, you're right. I do have the same trigger points as Stassi.
The minute alcohol was mentioned, your anger spiked.
This man, this grown-ass 33-year-old man.
31. Might have
what?
I think he's 31 or 32.
He's 87.
No matter his age, he is past 30.
He is old enough to know that when you go to the doctor and you have any kind of problem and the doctor says, hey, you should try to be as healthy as possible for these moments. Also, this might be what's causing it. You don't do that thing that's causing it.
Well, you don't. Especially when you have extra steps. Oh, like he's going to get blood work done. This is where you get a lot of sleep. You don't drink alcohol. You know, you
eat healthy. You drink your green smoothie.
Yeah, you go on a walk because you think even though if you do it for 3 days, that blood test will come out so much better. Like, that's what you do.
This grown ass man.
You don't eat TND.
When we both hurt our ankles, we didn't go for runs. Oh my God. Yeah. Like, you just fucking, this man. I swear to goodness gracious, this man's giving me a heart attack. Okay. But next time, Jack seems to be okay because he's flirting with some ladies and he gets some kisses from someone. Ooh. We have Gay Pride Parade. And ooh. Stassi still yelling at Jax about everything, it seems like. And Kristen confronts Ariana and then fights with Tom.
Woo! Yay, next episode. Alicia's excited.
Pride. I love Gay Pride. I love it.
I'm excited.
I love it. Okay, so also while watching this Degrassi podcast, it made me realize that we do this thing, Accepted and Blocked, every single week. But there might be new listeners because we really explained Accepted and Blocked in our season 8 when we started this podcast.
That's
true.
There
might be someone that doesn't know. So just so everyone knows, at the end of every episode, we like to pick a person from this episode that we would accept on our social media and accept into our lives and we would want to follow for the week. And we have someone else that we would like to block for the week and not have anything to do with.
Or forever sometimes.
The same person might get blocked for multiple weeks because I just can't stand.
Yep.
And I write them down, and at the end of this season, we see who was accepted and blocked the most, and those are the MVPs. Okay. Do you have
an LVP? You got an MVP and an LVP.
That's right.
And not Lisa
Vanderpump. Most important player of the loser bracket. the LVP. Yeah. Okay. God, I hate everyone.
I know. I really don't think there's many positives coming out of this episode.
You know what? I might go a different direction. So just so people know, I don't decide ahead of time because
my, I typically do, but I didn't this time.
I normally, you do, I don't, because I just like to see, you know, like rethink stuff.
We do accept it, actually. I got it.
Yeah, you go first, because I might go in a different direction, and I don't know if I want to do this.
I'm really excited about my accepted.
Oh, no. Okay.
My accepted is Nathalie. I mean, way to just be a rock star wife. She threw a party, got her employees to learn this dance, got the cake, got him a new car. Like, what a fabulous birthday party. And it was a surprise.
Surprise.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, Nathalie was great.
10 out of 10, Nathalie.
And honestly, okay. So, oh my God, I might eat my words for this one, but.
Oh no.
I was thinking about accepting Guillermo, but this whole season, I think I've been like tending to accept not, you know, main characters. And I already follow Guillermo on Instagram.
That's an accept in your book.
So he's accepted forever. But I think, oh my God, again, I might like eat my words on one. Oh my God, I'm going to accept Kristen. Oh my God, I can't believe I just did it.
You know what?
It was a good... It was a good episode for her.
Every rose has its thorn, so every thorn is connected to a rose. That's what I'm saying.
Because Kristen's the thorn. Okay, here's where I'm coming from. Kristen's a crazy person. I have blocked her so many more times on the show than I think I have blocked anyone. Maybe Jax, I don't know. But this was a good episode for her. She, held her shit together, confronted Danny, where she didn't like get yelled at by Lisa or anything. She did get confronted with Lisa and Tom and Danny and everyone. She held her cool and she said like she's fine with it. She got glammed. She's getting ready to get glammed up for her passport. She's gonna get a passport for the first time ever in 30 years. So I feel like this was the one week that Kristen might have just had a good week. She's not fighting with Tom. Tom goes out with Ariana and he says that like him and Chris are in such a good place.
That's true.
I feel like I'm never going to accept her again.
She was her best self. She was her best self this week.
This was good, Kristen. And I'm going to now see if she ever gets better or if it's only downhill from here because I have no more hope for Kristen. But
all right.
Oh my God, I can't believe I just did that. Who am I going to block?
Look at you.
My normal blocker is like gone. Okay. Oh, I know who I'm blocking. I got it.
Okay, you go.
Sheena.
Sheena.
I feel like I rarely blocked Sheena, but man, did she deserve it. In the 2 seconds she was on my screen.
She appeared in this episode, yeah.
She's whining about a birthday or a wedding cake and doesn't even have a ring. And she's wearing tall brown Uggs, which like it's California. I don't know why they need Uggs ever. And
this is prime Ugg time though. Like back off a little bit.
Ugh. But she comes back then and she can't get her hair and makeup done because she just did her hair and makeup and she's just a big wine fest and then she does it and she's like, this is fun. Never mind. I just, goodbye. Sheena.
Okay. Sheena. That's it.
You guys got me fired up, but like Sheena's my target now.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to go with a little bit of a dark horse because I usually love this gal, but I mean, I got to give it to Stassi. I got to block Stassi. I've said it multiple times throughout this episode. I don't think her frustrations are valid. However, we needed a little bit more kindness this episode from our girl. I love her sassiness in that she kind of can throw digs, but we do need to be supportive to our friends, even if they are fucking crazy sometimes.
You're not wrong. What happened to us this episode? You block Stassi and I accept Kristen. We're like crazy people.
I know. We needed more compassion from Stassi this episode. To Jax's face. I get the behind the scenes eventing session because I believe what Stassi is saying. However, you gotta sometimes coddle some people, give them a hug when they think they have cancer, even if we don't believe they have cancer.
Agreed. Wow, this was crazy. I love how we were like, we really like this episode. And then it made us change our morals at the end of the characters we support.
Yikes. Wow. Will these people be our favorites by the end of the season?
All right. Let's wrap things up with follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. Join our Facebook group. Same name as Pasta. Or as the Pasta.
Same name as the Pasta. I'm actually going to have pasta for dinner.
I'm going to have pasta too. I love pasta. Oh my God, it's a pasta night. By the time you listen to this though, Meredith and I have probably already bought more pasta because we've eaten all our pasta. So that's why you should join our Patreon at, or it's patreon.com/Vanderpasta. You could get this episode literally so much sooner because guess what? I think last week.
But don't fret. You can still get episodes sooner. We're still so early into the season.
Yeah.
Go 100%. Binge the rest of the season.
I'm trying to think, and they're not going to get this episode for a while. But that's why you should join. And now we're going to go do our after show, which is super fun, and talk to Jackie a little bit. So that's also why you should join. I think that's it. Meredith and I had so much fun. I can't wait till next time.
Let's go chat about Jackie's questions and then eat some pasta. Bye, friends.